Hi, I'm Anka Todorick, cookbook author, recipe developer, and mom of five, including two teens. Cooking with teens isn't just about whipping up meals. It's about creating a space for family connection in the kitchen. Join me as we explore the joys and challenges of cooking with teenagers, helping you navigate those tricky adolescent years. Whether you're looking for recipe ideas or just ways to connect with your growing kids, this show has something for you. The real recipe is quality time together. Now let's get cooking. Today we're diving right into how to start cooking with your teen. And I'm going to give you five simple steps to make it a family routine. Maybe what's holding you up is that it feels like a very daunting task, or you've been discouraged because maybe you've tried to cook with your teen and it just didn't stick, or schedules got crazier. Your schedule is busy and you're walking in the door after a long day's work and you have 25 minutes to cook and to get that dinner on the table. And the last thing you want right now is to get someone in there trying to peel or chop a carrot and maybe get in an argument, or not even get in an argument. You have 25 minutes to get dinner on the table, and anyone else in there is just going to slow you down. Which is why we're going to break it down into easy, actionable steps. Step number one, schedule it in. We're going to schedule just one day a week to start with, until this feels like a routine and you want to add more days. But in order for this to stick and actually become a habit, we're going to start with one. The only thing I highly recommend is that it doesn't jump around, especially at the beginning. Don't do maybe, you know, Wednesday this day, but next week it's going to be Tuesday and the following week Thursday. Only because it's easy to forget to schedule it, and it's easy then to just keep pushing it and be like, oh, we couldn't do it today, so let's do it tomorrow. And then something inevitably comes up and then you've missed that thing and now you've gone 2 weeks and there goes that habit. So commit to one day a week and commit to a specific day. If dinner time is truly just not happening, or it's just been so busy, and as of right now, you can't commit to it, could you commit to breakfast or brunch on the weekend? Could you do Saturday morning or Sunday brunch? Get started with that. Cooking pancakes side by side every week is absolutely fine, and it's getting you started in the process. So one idea for something like that could be, if it's every Tuesday, obviously you could do like a Taco Tuesday. Having a specific day with a theme or a type of cuisine every week sometimes will give a teenager who is more reluctant a little bit of incentive. So consistency is key here. You pick a day, you put it on your calendar, you mean business. And it might just mean sitting down with your teen and saying, this is important to me. Here are the reasons why. Communicating, hey, I really want to set you up with a life skill. You know, you're going to be moving out. You're going to be going to college. You're going to be starting your life. And this is something as a parent that I want to instill in you. Have that talk, commit, decide on a day. Obviously, ask them for their input. What day would work for you? Do you want to do dinner? Do you want to do breakfast? Do you want to do lunch? But it will be something you both commit to. The goal of this is, by forming this routine, it allows it to become a natural part of your week that everyone looks forward to. Step two, involve them in the planning. Sit down with your teen to plan the weekly menu and let them pick recipes they're excited about. This is essential, especially if you have, again, a reluctant teen who's not excited about cooking together. Involving them in the process of selecting the recipes for the week is another way to make it more fun. Get their input on dishes. And since you're only doing the cooking one day a week, it could just be, what are we cooking for our day? And they decide on that recipe. Or it could be, if you're more in the kitchen and cooking as well, it could be, let's pick that recipe we're going to be doing together. But also, I'd love your input on what you want me to cook this week. What would you like for dinner? To get them even more involved and to take a little bit more ownership in the kitchen. I've done this with my 14-year-old, my son James. He's taken ownership of one night where he cooks. So we've moved up from him just cooking alongside me, and now he cooks one meal a week. And pretty much every week it's fried chicken because that's what he loves. It's just a variation of it. Schnitzel, chicken fingers, popcorn chicken, you name it. As long as it's dredged and breaded and fried, that's what we're going to have. And it's kind of become this cool routine. It's his. He loves it. And it definitely gives him incentive that he has this responsibility. This is what we expect every week. And he gets to have fun and make something that I probably wouldn't normally cook, or at least this often. All right. Step 3. Start small. Start with simple, fail-safe recipes that require minimal skills, but are fun and engaging. This builds confidence. And also by doing simple, usually take less time because they're not as complex or have like various components to it. You can slowly build up that stamina for prepping and cooking maybe more elaborate meals. But for example, start by making a basic spaghetti and marinara, sauteing some onion and some garlic, crushed red pepper flakes maybe, and a little bit of olive oil, and a can of San Marzano tomatoes that you crush and you season with salt and pepper and some fresh basil thrown in there, and that simmers for 10 to 15 minutes. Boil some pasta, and that's dinner. There are so many components there, right? The chopping, the sauteing, learning how to taste as you go, but it's certainly not overwhelming. All right, step 4, assign clear roles. Divide the cooking tasks according to skill level and interest. Make sure everyone knows their role before starting. If you have multiple teenagers, I highly suggest that you cook with one at a time to prevent the typical sibling rivalries and petty arguments that can happen, that especially when you're doing something new, it can just be an environment that would cause a little bit more stress. And so focusing on one-on-one time, especially if you could do 2 separate days with your teens, that would be better. Along with assigning clear roles, making sure to read the recipe fully before you start anything. It's going to be a simple recipe anyway, but it's great to spend a good 5 minutes reading every single step to make sure you're not missing anything and you understand what the different components are. After that, assign the roles. You can start by saying, okay, this recipe calls for diced onion. It asks for 4 cloves of garlic, which in our case, we would double to 8 because we love garlic in this house. Do you want to mince? Do you want to dice? Do we need a large pot to boil pasta, for instance? What skillet is best for the sauce? Already get all your pots and pans, your cutting boards, the specific knife you need, which in most cases is a chef's knife. Get that all in order, get the ingredients out, and then start chopping, start dicing, and getting into routine. And the more you do it every week, the more this will become second nature, where you can take on less and less of the role and let your teen take the lead, where they're looking at the recipe and telling you, this is what we need. Here's how many things we need chopped. I will be doing this, mom or dad, you're going to be doing this. And eventually they'll get to the point where you're not doing anything. You're kind of maybe observing. You're cooking together because you like it, but they'll be able to then move on to cooking one night a week all by themselves. That is the best part of all of this, because you're going to get a break and they're going to be so excited and have all this confidence that they can create an entire meal for their family. All right, the last step, step 5, creating a fun and laid back environment. We love good music in this house, so we're always playing it in the background, and it's really such a great way to create a mood, to create that vibe that is relaxing, fun. At least in our household, it just kind of sets the tone, whether that's jazz or 70s, 80s, whatever music you love, play it in the background. Here's my favorite playlist. Here's my 80s playlist that I love, or my jazz that I love. And then you'd be surprised that they might start appreciating your taste in music slowly. And even better is if your teen plays whatever he wants to listen to. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's an Audible book. Anyway, put something in the background. But besides that, creating a fun environment could, since you're making this a weekly thing, again, going back to that theme night, choose a theme, pizza night, burger night. You went on vacation and you want to replicate that recipe again. It's someone's birthday and you want to bake something together. The whole point is to make cooking fun in the kitchen. It could even be a friendly competition. Maybe you've been cooking for a while in the kitchen and you think that your variation of the pasta sauce, or maybe your variation, some kind of sauteed chicken, is better. And now your team's getting more confident and now you're going to make it into a competition. And then the other thing with the laid back is take the pressure off of you prying them with a bunch of questions. If they know that every time you guys cook, you're going to use that time to ask everything that you weren't able to ask, it's going to make it difficult to connect. I would let them take the lead. Kind of see, is there a conversation to be had? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just you guys cooking side by side and chopping. But keep it laid back. This is not the time to have serious conversations about their grades or their phone usage. I would reserve this for another time. We want the cooking time to be relaxing and to be a time for you to bond. And I promise you, if you make this a routine and you're laid back and there's music flowing and you're giving that space, conversations will happen inevitably. And what's most surprising is that oftentimes they'll come directly from your team because you've provided that space. And the great part is you just never know when that amazing conversation will start, when your teenager decides to tell you something that they haven't shared before, which is another reason to keep this a routine, because it'll give them that space to know, you know what, there's something I want to share that I haven't been able to share. And maybe it'll be that time while they're chopping and you're not staring dead in their eyes and they're stirring something, there's music in the background, they feel relaxed. And they want to open up about something. And it could be something funny. It could be something more serious. But the point is that you've created that space. And don't go ruining it by then going off in a lecture or drilling them with follow-up questions after that. Do more listening than talking. And I have to take my advice on this because I am known to talk a lot. Shocking, right? Anyway, so to reiterate, the 5 steps. Schedule it in. Involve them in the planning. Start small. Assign clear roles. And create a fun and laid-back environment. The key is stick with this and make adjustments as you go. And you'll figure out what that rhythm and what the little tweaks are specifically for you and your family. Routines may need to shift as schedules change. Meal planning can involve the whole family, but remaining consistent and keeping it positive will make cooking together something you all will look forward to. And I promise you, it's an investment that pays off in so many ways beyond just the good food you're going to eat. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I hope this inspires and encourages you to get that routine started with your teen. If you had specific questions about how you can make this a routine with your teen, please DM me on Instagram at the Butter Table. I'm very active over there and I respond fairly quickly. And if you need more tips for cooking with your teens, I've got an amazing guide, 21 Tips to Get Your Teen Cooking. And that's available on my website, thebuttertable.com. It's right on the homepage, but I'll also add it to the show notes of this episode. Thank you again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Cooking with Teens. Make sure to follow the show to catch all the new episodes. I'm also at The Butter Table on Instagram if you want to share your own teen cooking adventures. The good, the burned, and the inedible. Until next time, keep cooking up those conversations.